Good morning, good morning. Here you're Latina and this awesome, awesome Wednesday. Sorry it took me a little bit to come back. You know, life happened. Me having my job and I have two jobs. And my kids is just, you know, trying to keep it up. But you know what? It's part of being being human. Today, I want to touch base a little bit. I think I talked a little bit before about having somebody in your corner. Meaning, tell someone, I know it's not going to be easy. Believe me, it was not easy for me the first time. I told someone, it felt like I was embarrassed. You know, also I felt that they might reject me. You know, most likely it will not happen. If it's someone that you have close, they love you. You know, it can happen. You never know. You know, this now in these days in the world, it's so hard to predict people. But when it's somebody who really, really love you, will not do something like that to you. So tell someone. Why? Because it will help you to not feel so lonely. Till you find yourself and you find the medium way that you feel comfortable. You know, and going through this problem with your STD. Yeah, I say problem because that's kind of what it feels. You know, people doesn't make it easier for us. The stigma doesn't make it easy for us. Life is not easy how it is. And we have a new thing added too that make it a little hard for Dade, you know, to talk about it, to feel comfortable. But you know what? Have someone that at least you will have someone that will get your back. Example, I'm going to give you one of the people that I told. She's my coworker. We close. We went out. We don't go out like really often, but when we go out, it happens. You know, the first time she didn't kind of know. I don't think she knew. I remember, but you know, I went and have fun. You know, I don't go to like, I go and dance, but I'm not interested in talking to anybody because, you know, in my life, I already did it, tried to date before, and it didn't work, you know, but that the first time we went out, it was like in the beginning that I started working out where I work. I'm a personal trainer too, so you know. So we went out, and I was not interested in dating anyone. I'm okay looking. I'm not a bad looking person, so... You know, when you dress up, shower, you know, you will attract people and look nice and whatever. So before the guy came to me, I was rude, but you know, I was tired. Like this is like 2-3 years ago when we went out, and I put my hand out like, walk away. Don't talk to me. I'm not interested. I'm not coming to do that. And you know what is... It was me. It was not a guy. Maybe he was a sweet guy. But it was me going through my own shit. And I didn't want to explain anybody nothing. Because you start talking to someone, maybe you don't want to have nothing with that person, but you will have a conversation. And maybe the guy wants something with you. I don't know. You know, but the point being is I didn't want to say nothing. That happened. And then at the end, I end up telling her. I'm not sure if I did. In that beginning, watched her. When we were talking, why, you know, I didn't date, but I end up telling her, look, I don't date because I have herpes. You know, I already told a couple people, I already had that conversation. So it become easy as you're saying it, and it liberates you because you don't feel so locked up of telling people what's up, what's going on with you, you know, like, what's up, you know, I have herpes. It feels bad, you know. You know, you feel like this is what is going on. This is part of me. You want it. This is me too. That's kind of we have to approach it. You know, if they want you, they will want everything that comes with you, including your herpes. It sounds like weird and bad or whatever, but that's the truth. That's reality. And we need to open our eyes and also... As more, we are so many people that have STD. As more, everybody tells someone, or a couple of people that feel comfortable, it's going to be less people judgmental, more people caring. and we want to open people's eyes and minds, because that's what it is, minds, man. People that are so close-minded sometimes, and they still, we're in almost 2020, and it's still a stigma for us. Still, like, we don't talk about it. Still, we're afraid. So just a matter of you having someone in your corner and telling, going back to my story, I told her. So in that time, she was still married. Her husband and I, we were like, you know, he used to go work out where I work, where I train. He was going through her own struggle, losing weight and whatever. We become friends too. So it was not, I was friends with her. I was friends with him. And I'm a person, I'm a positive person that I will help somebody to achieve their goals, because that's something that I love to do, you know. And he started calling me sis. We started talking. We start I always got happy for everything he was doing, and we become close. So one day he was asking me, she was there too. We were all talking, not just his husband and me, myself, all three. We were talking, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked me, oh, I didn't know you were dating. I was barely dating in the dating side, you know, for people like us with STDs. They have herpes, but they have all the different STDs. And you have the opportunity to meet other people, you know. You know, it's still really hard though, but moving forward, I say, yeah, I'm dating. Oh, where? Where you met? Oh, in a dating site. Which dating site? I was like, fuck. That was my reaction inside. Of course, I didn't say aloud. I was like, fuck. Some dating site. That was my reaction. And then she noticed, my friend noticed, that my answers, they were short. And she helped me. She was like, none of your business. I smile. I feel relief. Because I didn't have to explain myself. She got my back right there. And I feel like, great. This is awesome. This is great. So that happened. And then as we go out, or people ask, she's like, oh, she's dating someone. Oh, she will help me with this different other stuff to make it simple for me, you know? And I didn't have to worry about nothing. I didn't have to. I was happy that I didn't have to explain myself. Sometimes I want. Sometimes because I don't like to lie, you know? So if you have someone, if you have someone in your corner, things become easier. You know, also if you're dating and kissing some frogs, yeah, frogs. If you're a guy, you're kissing frogs too, because you don't know what kind of woman you're going to pick up. Sometimes you're a good guy. I just don't get that part. You're a good guy and you end up getting like whatever girls. And women that is just not interested in nothing serious. They just want sex. And sometimes it's opposite. Man, a woman wants somebody nice, and then we start getting all these creepy guys. You know, it takes some time to find the right man. And I'm telling you, because I date and date. Finally, you know, I met someone who's great. And it makes me happy. You know, and that's one of the things that you need to continue. Don't give up. And continue trying your best. And the most important thing is have someone in your corner. Tell someone. And also, this will help you to make it easier, more livable. And you can tell that person, like, if you're dating someone from the STD side, you don't have to explain it from where. You just say, you know, and they will give you their advice. Because sometimes you feel like you're lying. You don't need to with that person. You need to just be yourself. And that's what's the most important thing ever. Being yourself. Being happy with our situation. You know, and being like, this is what it is, part of me now. And the moment we accept this is a moment that things become easier. But it's about to you. It's about you feeling comfortable. But believe me, it's not going to be easy. I'm never going to lie to you. You know, like I said, it happened to me. I done it. And still, I talk to someone. But when I decide to say it to someone, I decide to say it because it's just part of just being me. And my goal for me is tell everybody, this is what's up with me. That's why. But you know, also I need to make sure that my partner is okay with me telling the world, you know what, I have a STD. You know, also you need to be aware of the other person you're dating. But for me, people that are close to me, they know. You know, I don't date normal because I herpes. My goal is all my family, and from there, all the people. You know, the other thing is that we're not that close. I used to think that we were, but analyzing, you know, close family, you know, it's a little hard to come, because I see other people that, you know, you can tell anything, you can talk, but I love my family, you know, and this is a matter of you feeling comfortable with yourself and having someone in your corner. Have an awesome, awesome Wednesday. Hear your Latina. Be positive. Make it good. Make it the best of every day, because this is up to you. If yesterday, for some reason, or you're going through some shit, sorry, my French, that's life. Believe me, I know. I was going through some shit with my daughter. Still going. She's a teenager. But you know what? That's part of life. But you make it happen. Make it good every day. And remember, this is about you. Have an awesome, awesome day. Send you a hug and a kiss. You're Latina here. Talk to you later. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.